Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Every now and then, I'll come across a survey on Facebook or some other such place asking opera lovers what work they consider to be their guilty pleasure. The opera Thaïs, by late 19th century French composer Jules Massenet, very often finds its way to the top of the list. Leaving aside the question of guilt for the moment, let's ask a simple rhetorical question. How could anyone not find pleasure in music like this? The late Lorne Mazel was both conductor and violin soloist in that performance of the famous Meditation, the gorgeous interlude in the middle of Act II of Thaïs. The idea of guilt or embarrassment at enjoying such music is, of course, absurd. But it's a phenomenon that has often dogged the reputation of Massenet, whose music, though wildly popular during his lifetime, was often considered something less than highbrow. This critical view was particularly rampant in the first few decades after his death in 1912. But hindsight always lends perspective, and by the 1950s, Massenet's operas started to gain traction. Today, with works like Manon, Werther, and, yes, Thaïs, Massenet takes his place alongside Puccini and Richard Strauss, composers who never subjugated their love of operatic drama to the constantly changing demands of the academic class. So let's hear some more music. Here is Thaïs herself, a surpassingly beautiful courtesan priestess in the cult of Venus. Her life of pleasure, facilitated by her physical perfection, is all she has ever known. Alone in her bedroom, she implores Venus to assure her that her beauty will last forever. Here is Beverly Sills singing Dis-moi que je suis belle.
Je suis belle et que je serai belle.
This is the weekly Met preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. The setting for the drama is 4th century Egypt. Atanael is a Coptic Christian and a prominent member of a monastic order that maintains a community in the desert. He believes that he has been led by God through a vision to travel to Alexandria and rescue Thais from her life of sin and seduction. Apparently, he is a powerfully effective preacher, for he convinces Thais not only to leave with him, but also to set fire to her home so as to destroy every vestige of her former life. As they attempt their escape from the city, the thronging public, so accustomed to Thais being the focal point of its every pleasure, attacks Atanael, attempting to keep him from absconding with their indispensable plaything. The two fugitives manage to escape to the desert, where Atanael mercilessly drives Thais at an unforgiving pace, telling her that her fatigue is penance for the sinful life she has led. At last they arrive at a convent, where he entrusts her to the care of the nuns. But upon arrival at his own community, he realizes that he'll never see Thais again. In a dream, he sees her dying beneath a grove of fig trees. He rushes through the desert back to the convent, collapsing at her side. He desperately confesses his love and unquenched passion for her, but she doesn't hear him. Rising feebly to her feet, she shares her vision. Two white-winged seraphim are soaring the azure skies. The sound of golden harps delights me. Ah, the heavens are opening and I see God. Atanael cries out his love and despair, and Thais collapses in death.
J'ai parlé, je t'ai menti. Je t'ai menti.
Et les voilà les roses de
That was Beverly Sills once again with baritone Cheryl Milnes singing the opera's final scene. Tomorrow's broadcast of Thais from the Metropolitan Opera features the radiant soprano Eileen Perez in the title role, with Gerald Finley as Atanael. Emmanuel Villaume conducts. There's only one place you can hear it, and that's right here on WVTF Music at 1 p.m. I know you'll want to be with me next week, if you can, for we'll be jumping headlong into Puccini's Tosca, one of opera's greatest dramatic thrillers. This is Stephen White reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.